When I was in Vietnam, I was the tallest guy in the seminary. And then I came here 8 years ago, and people over here are so tall. They're so taller than me, so much taller than me. And last night we have an Easter vigil mass, and we have like Father Matt, Deacon Jesse, and Father Doug, like all the people and other servers who was so tall. And then I make a wish, like an Easter wish. Lord, can you help me taller? Happy Easter, everyone. Welcome to Light of the World. This Easter, I would like to invite you to reflect with me 3 points for my homily. The first one, why Easter is so important for the Catholics and why we are here. Like we say that Easter is most important day for Catholics. And why is that? Easter Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection from the death of Jesus Christ, right? So because he resurrected from the dead, so that he's proving to the whole world that my words are true. It's true because, like, do you remember when he talked, when he preaches about, like, the kingdom of heaven, when he talks about the heaven, when he talks about eternal life, when he talks about eternity, and now he's resurrected. And it is true that heaven is real. Eternity is real. Eternal life is real. Because everything is real so that our lives has a purpose. What is the meaning of life without heaven? What is the meaning of life? Like, you can live like 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, and that's it? We must believe in heaven. We must believe in eternity. And the Lord, he proved that for everyone. Hey, do you remember when I preached to you about eternal life? And now I'm here for you. I am a living God. Death no more overcome me. I'm back. Risen Lord is back. Now, do you believe in me or not? You know what I mean? Like the key point to understand that the Easter is resurrection. Overcome death is so background for every Catholic that we believe in the resurrection. And he opened for you and for me, like, eternal life is real. Heaven is real. So that's what I invite you all is this Easter. Fix your eye in heaven. Don't fix your eyes in the society. Society will change. People will change. Heaven, unchangeable. Heaven, eternity. Heaven, eternal. Eternity is real. Heaven is real, brothers and sisters. Remember that. That is our faith. That's how we base our faith on God, on heaven. That's why Easter, we are here, so important that way. The next point from my homily, we hear in the gospel that the disciple, they came to the tomb, okay? They saw the empty tomb. They believe, but they didn't understand. Brothers and sisters, they don't understand, but they believe. So lesson for you and for me today, like sometimes we don't understand God. Sometimes we have no idea. Like the gospel today tells the disciples came to the tomb and they didn't get it. Like if you don't believe me, read again. Like at home today, they don't get it. But they believe. Sometimes we don't get it. Like, why the bad things happened to the good people? Why, God, I am coming to the church every single weekend, even like a daily masses, but why I am suffering? Well, you ask me, I don't know. If I know, I am God already. If you know, you are in heaven already. You know what I mean? We don't know. Sometimes we have no idea about why we are suffering, why we don't get it. We don't get the point. But the disciples today, like, they don't get it, but they believed. We don't get it. Sometimes in our lives, we think like, okay, now I need to understand God. Otherwise, I don't believe in him. I put my knowledge over God so that I can believe in him. You don't need to do that. Sometimes you just say to the Lord, Lord, I don't get it, but I believe in you. Because I know that you are the good God. You are a loving God. You are going to take care of me. I don't get it at this time, but help my faith. Help my belief. The last point for my homily today, I would like to reflect on the Easter candle. Like the Easter candle right here. Every single year, we have the Easter candle. Brothers and sisters, look at the Easter candle right now. The Easter candle has fire. So the fire gives light. And the fire gives life. Why a fire, the Easter candle, can give life? Because like when the fire is burning, it's been dying. Like if you are the candle, you are burning and you are like dying, but you are giving your life to others, right? Like the Easter candle right now, he's dying right now somehow, but he's giving the light, giving the life, and giving himself to people. So I invite you all, like, maybe you need to be a candle. You give in your life to your family. You give in your life to your people. Don't forget your vocation. My vocation is become a priest. I dedicate my life. I give my life to the parish. That's how I can become a saint. And your vocation is family life. You serve your family. You love your family. That's how you are on the way to be a saint, because you love your family. And I told like husband that, you know that you are holy because you love your family, and you are not holy when you're drinking beer with your friends. Right, that's different. Like, put like the priorities, like serve your families, be with your family, love your family. That's how you are a saint, not like hanging out with your friends. Of course, hanging out with your friends is good, but not good enough. I think two things important the most for normal people. First, God. Second, family. First, God. Second, family. Remember that. Be a candle. Be an Easter candle. The candle is burning. Every single moment is burning until the end. Like the paradox of the candle is like, it's dying. Like the candle right now is dying because the candle gives life to people around him, but the candles dedicate themselves to people so that people can have life in Jesus. Maybe you need to be a candle. We all Catholics, we need to be like a candle so that we can dedicate ourselves, our lives to people. So that's 3 points for my homily. Maybe a baby over there, he agrees with me. So I'll talk about his experience. So 3 points of homily, invite you all to think like heaven is real. Fix your eye on heaven. Eternity is real. The second is the disciples, they didn't get it. They didn't understand, but they believed. And the last one, be like a candle. Help your family. serve your family, serve others, so that you can be holy. Because you serve God, you serve your family, you are called to the holy, to the holy people, to the holiness. So I pray for you all, for this Easter, that you can be a candle.